So this appears, the study, it says, it appears in the Journal of Medical Virology.
Oh, yes, one of my favorites, a page-turner.
It's one that before you go to bed every night, yes. I'm sure that you consult. Well, it reads this way. This was an Associated Press report, and I've seen it in other places too, but I pulled this one. As the world waits for a vaccine for COVID-19, there's a new study that finds there may be a way to slow the spreading. Okay, this is not a cure, but it's, you know, slow down the spreading at least. Mm-hmm. And it might be in your medicine cabinet. Researchers from Penn State College of Medicine say that nasal and oral rinses like mouthwash can deactivate human coronaviruses. Their study finds that these common over-the-counter products should have the same effect on the COVID-19, since it is a coronavirus-based pandemic that we have going on. Various products were tested, including 1% baby shampoo, peroxide, and mouthwash, seeing how each would lower the viral load of coronavirus strains in a patient's mouth. And the findings reveal that most of these products effectively shut down particles in less than 2 minutes. Researchers hope they may also lower the chance of COVID-19 infections among people who carry the virus.
Baby shampoo in your mouth.
Well,
Or is it for your nasal passages?
Yeah, exactly, which I found interesting because they mentioned that because I thought the same thing. I thought, wait a second. And yeah. Says here, researchers say that doctors who regularly have contact with infected patients often use baby shampoo to rinse out their sinuses.
Hmm.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
No, it's news to me. Craig Myers is quoted in this study. He's, as it says here, the distinguished professor of microbiology, immunology, obstetrics, and gynecology. He says the products we tested are readily available and often already part of people's daily routines. Again, while we wait for a vaccine to be developed, these methods may reduce the transmissions,
okay,
along with everything else that's going on. So again, yeah, this
is not
a vaccine.
It won't eliminate, but it will reduce.
So yeah.
A reduction would be, that's good.
And if it can do so quickly, again, in less than 2 minutes, the study replicated the reaction between virus cells in mouths and noses when encountering the products. And they say that, for example, the 1% baby shampoo solution deactivates more than 99.9% of human coronaviruses after 2 minutes of contact. That seems pretty quick. Mm. And even better, several mouthwash and gargling products leave 99.9% of coronaviruses inactive after just 30 seconds. Whoa.
We're going to find those shelves empty.
That's
not too long.
That's what I was about to say.
Oh,
all of a sudden.
Great.
There'll be no baby shampoo.
And no mouthwash.
And
I guess that means I'm going to get tears in my eyes and I have to use regular shampoo and my breath is going to smell bad.
In order for this to be effective, though, they're saying within 1 to 2 minutes, so you always have to be carrying around some mouthwash and or baby shampoo and nasal wash.
Along with the hand sanitizer and everything, and the mask that you're carrying around.
Well, I think it says it takes effect in 2 minutes.
Yeah, right.
So you're going to need a utility belt.
Let's see. What do I pull out now? Researchers are hoping to expand their study to clinical trials involving COVID-19 positive patients. Again, this would actually be against for the coronavirus that leads to the COVID-19. But still, at least there's something positive coming out of it. But I was thinking, you know, okay, based on what I still find interesting, doctors who use baby shampoo to rinse out their sinuses, that sounds a little uncomfortable to me, but could you use this as a hand rinse? I mean, if you didn't have, I mean, could you take your mouthwash and put it on your hands? Would that be effective too? I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you lathered up
logical
in baby shampoo your whole body, would you, you know? I mean, you know, if it's going to work inside your sinuses, why not your...
Right.
Could you make up a mixture, a soapy mixture, and wipe down a countertop or something? You know, you got hand wipes that are so hard to find sometimes these days.
Yeah. Spray your mask.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't go that deep into detail, but those are questions that came to my mind anyway.
they going to do further study and research into this, Charlie?
Further study, so there'll be more. Make sure you keep up your subscription to the Journal of Medical Virology, because there'll be more to come, and I'm sure that's what will appear, since it appeared for the first time there.
Well, at the very least, this just means more people will be using mouthwash, which is good for everybody. That's okay.
All right.
Unfortunately, the sale of Tic Tacs will go down.
Yeah, right.